couple quick announcements. As I already said, that Dave Johnson's call is coming up. Barb Satterwhite, who shared last week with us, Barb and Al and Sandra, Thornton, about the Two for the Win promotion and how much fun they've had. Barb called me, 5 days ago on Monday, and this would have been, beginning of the month here in April, and said, Vance, I just had to call somebody. I already got my two new wellness consultants on auto ship for the month of April, and she was so excited. So that makes now for her 4 months consecutively in a row, and so if you missed, or maybe it would be worth reviewing again, check out the recording from last week, and I think you'll learn a few things that not only Barb, but also what Al and Sandra are doing to implement this, to really have some fun, because every time we bring on two, we get $200 worth of free fun. Kind of fun. So a couple other things real quick, and then I'll open up the lines if you guys have got questions or comments. Free shipping on the demo kit. I want to thank Linda Rompo for pointing out that in the advertisement for this, it mentions the fact that #, or #, item number 8212 is a new tool to help build your business. Well, there is no such thing as item code 8212. I was hoping they'd have that taken off the website by now, but when I checked yesterday, it's still there. The new tool that's in with the demo kit is the Mag Creative. And the free shipping does end month, so we've got another 20 days to take advantage of that. And that's quite a saving. If you put in a mock order and put in the demo kit item code, you'll see what it normally would cost on shipping. Again, as a reminder, this needs to be phoned in or faxed in, okay? So if you try and enter it on the computer, the shipping is going to come up and you'll see that. But it's absolutely free when you phone it in, okay? And talk to a live order entry person and or fax it in. Want to talk two things real quick about Orlando, the city of Orlando. Next month is hosting the Royal Alliance. And it's coming up really, really fast. If you're within driving distance of Orlando, or you want to get away, May the 1st is the one. It looks like it's May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd is the Royal Alliance. All the information on this, you can find it out. There's several different websites. I'm looking at the postcard flyer that the company, our last order that arrived this week. You can purchase tickets at www.jmgeventcompany.com. You can go to theroyalalliance.com and to see all the information on this. Again, it's May 1st, 2nd, 3rd, Orlando, Florida. Amazing lineup of people that are going to be there. And on that note, next year, next March, Orlando, the 40th celebration of NECAN will be taking place in Orlando at the Shingle Rosen Resort. And all the information on that is on the website. So you'll want to check that out. And let's see, one other thing. Actually, I may not talk about this as much this morning, but people are starting to ask questions about the temporary website interruption that's taking place, in 2 weekends from now. And this is for the big move, as I call it, for NECAN. NECAN, I'm going to give you some details that you're probably not going to hear anywhere else, and I think we're all mature enough to be able to handle this information. And NECAN did in fact sell their building at a price that was I don't know if it was above market rates or below, but it was going to give them a different amount of capital to do a lot of things with. They've already purchased a new facility, which I will be down in Irvine next week, so I'm hoping to grab some photos of it, and I will will gladly share. It's being renovated to fit Nikan's needs. And one of the things that I think that I need to throw out here is that when Nikan built that facility in 1999, there was no internet. There was no way to place orders without talking to a live order entry person. So you had a huge facility that was built for housing a lot of employees so that we could place orders as fast as possible. Well, today with the internet, here we are 15 years later, it's a totally, completely different culture, and therefore we don't need that facility anymore. It costs them $50,000 a month just to maintain. So, it's time, I don't think I would use the word downsize, but it's time to adapt to the culture. And there's a lot of questions I know that people have, well, what about this, what about this? I think a little bit of trust in them that they're doing the right thing, and this is going to be better for us in the long run. I talked to several of the employees down there at Nikan, and they are excited, they're thrilled. As one gal shared with me, she said, we've been like small fish in a huge pond swimming in this major facility that we're not utilizing, and it's really not being good stewards, I think were the words she used. So anyways, that's what's going on. If you have other questions about that, call me, email me, or other concerns, but I think this has been going on for quite some time. This is the third offer that they had been offered, and it's all good. It's all really, really good.